Google this. EJ only. Let this. Justin Rowland. Ryan Forrester. Christina Munter. And Josh Green. It's Lunch Table.
Josh, what was your band uniform number?
No,
I like your first statement.
Where is he?
Christina's not here though.
Go.
What was your band uniform?
No, she's already sitting here.
No. What was your band uniform number?
Was your band uniform like number
60?
I don't know why.
Did you get it dry cleaned?
Yeah.
Did you leave the bag on it?
What?
Did you leave the bag on it?
No.
Did you just turn it in?
No, I turned it in like a month ago.
And it just, I just checked it in today. You didn't have the bag on it, so we marked you down as not having a dry clean.
I didn't leave the bag on mine either.
I didn't leave the bag on mine, but mine smelled pretty. I sprayed Febreze on it.
I was just about to say, that's exactly what I did.
Hey, did you read that?
Yeah, the first statement today,
God
is coming
out of Jerusalem. Who are the Jews? The enemy. What do we do to them? Kill them. This is kindergartners,
we
man.
We have Jewish people listening to us right now.
Fucking kite.
I know.
I got it.
My name, the views of the Palestinians have nothing to do with this discussion.
Those are the last and we have in second. We have nice ones.
In no way, shape, or form show the opinions of those at the lunch table.
I don't know.
You just stop doing that. Language,
it feels
what?
Weird with no one.
You know what?
I feel exposed.
What the fuck is Ryan?
I believe people like that.
That's what I was wondering.
Hey.
Like you did, you know who?
Jessica.
You remember Rich. That?
No.
What happened?
Okay. He ogled someone.
Oh yeah, you told me about that.
How long ago?
I don't remember, like last week?
It was after lunch.
One day you
we
were like...
We saw you checking out Christina when Sarah was sitting there.
What the...
What?
Sorry.
You're kidding me. Brett?
Did I really?
Must have been
a really?
Must have been a
man.
Or you were looking at me.
I was just staring into space like normal.
Yeah. Oh crap. My fries are wet.
Sorry, but no, it wasn't. Yeah, he was looking around and then I'm just like, and you know, I'm just like.
I thought Tabitha was gonna kill
him.
He's
pussy, but man, I'm telling you. You've heard his voicemail.
What?
He's not charming.
What?
I got Sarah to do my voicemail on my phone.
You sure you got her to?
I told her to.
Yeah,
right.
Sure.
Not nothing him. But
and your woman Saturday big night. Slapped you and told you to take the A band. Band.
We came by. I called
no.
Him on the cell phone to see where he was.
That is not true.
You didn't choose to. Don't even say
yeah,
you did.
Yeah, I did. Him. I started him about it long
before I missed it. No. If you were
you're
smart
gonna
enough,
have to. I was gonna TA for band this semester anyway.
Yeah, he was. He was. Because I told him to.
Yeah.
I told him to get banned.
But Drew's
PA
got me whipped.
Because it was... like. I told him to get banned TA because it would be an easy TA for him.
Because Miss Dempsey, who I was going to TA for, already had her TA this semester. I TA'd for her last semester and I wanted to do it again.
Stupid hoe. I like your dad too.
He's not a coach.
Sponsor though.
That doesn't count. Yeah, for yearbook doesn't count. It's a class. It's not a club.
Yearbook doesn't count. No!
There's a hole in there. I'm sorry.
Where? Did Ryan just like walk off on us today?
Is
this like the five white guys sitting at the table episode?
Jessica, was Ryan here today?
Yeah, I saw him.
Yes, he was sitting here. I thought.
Where'd he go?
I don't know.
Where'd Diana go?
The black guy.
Where'd Diana go?
Uh-oh.
Ooh.
They're gone again.
I'm sexing the bathroom again.
They're slowly all moving away from the table. They'll finally leave like... Well, then eventually Josh will leave it. It'll be us four white guys. It won't be funny anymore.
Yeah.
No, it'll be really funny then. Because then we can talk about the people who aren't here. Like,
talking about Josh.
Like Ryan. And
yeah. Talk about Josh like he's not here.
Yeah. So Josh has never been here. He's been invisible.
Oh, well.
It's like a penis.
Okay, so we're hearing this guy in French, right?
Hey, Josh. You're invisible, like your penis.
Oh. I'm sorry. Oh, I gotta print you off something tomorrow, Josh. have a funny article.
Killer, you know that.
We're reading about this thing in French.
Now he just has to bomb the bander and take out three of them.
The chef guy. The fish didn't come in time for him to give it to the king, so he commits suicide. I was like, that'll be Brett trying to stab himself with an Italian loaf in the kitchen because the dinner didn't get cooked on time.
Again?
I'll fall on my knife. Yeah, I probably
would. You probably would fall on your knife on accident. It'd be a complete accident.
Are you Friday and you're
only
cooking,
injured
right?
With your shoes. Are you bringing stuff by the banner? Okay, he's going to bring me something.
Is it buffet day?
Well, no, not buffet day. You pay and you get some food.
Gosh. The buffet days, I'm paying to take it all.
Did I get a little to-go box?
Uh-huh.
All right, then I'll rent. Can I pay or get food twice and pay once?
Like well, maybe slip through. Brett, just let him slip. Just let him slip by. Let him slip by.
It depends on who's working the front and
how much you have left over.
If Richard Pogger is
the only person
front.
Under like, will I be the only person under 40 eating? Or do you guys sit there and eat too, or what?
Kids come in from class, from their classes and eat.
Good.
Are you eating? Do I get to sit by you?
Oh, son.
And Timmy.
If you stay late, yeah.
The Forester will be eating?
If we have vegetarian stuff.
Oh, damn. But will he be there?
He'll come look.
Cole, I need my daily hug, man.
You need to sit here today. Because we need to record
Cole.
You.
Cole!
Cole! Stay here, we're gonna record you.
No!
He doesn't want us to record him.
Cole, you're broke
did
back!
Did he just flip this off?
No, Cole wouldn't flip this off.
Never
I
know, he might.
Did.
I flipped Mr. Brown off. Both hands. He didn't see me though.
You're like,
cool. I'm a good janitor, Rob. He's. I know Mr. Bauer.
Put my freaking assignments in. So did you sleep in today or something, AJ? You're kind of late to school.
I had to follow a damn bus to school.
Oh, okay.
I hate buses.
I was sitting around. I was like, "Where's AJ?" I waited, and they're like,
see,
"Okay, I'm going
to." That's when you do the angry pass.
Because normally AJ shows up and I know it's time to go inside.
Swerve and go and swerve. That's an angry pass.
Or you go the wrong... Okay, you know how like at the mall there's arrows to tell you where to go?
Yeah.
Brett was going against them. Mall security's right there. Three cars coming past. This is the funniest thing I've ever seen. I'm sitting there trying to talk to somebody on the phone.
I was driving so
erratically.
He's
running the wrong way. I'm
cracking
up. I'm like, sorry, I'll call you back.
No, when I called you after we let you off,
I was like, what the, I just got inside.
I almost got hit. I was pulling on 83rd and I was like, oh, that's a street light.
It was the funniest thing I've ever done. You should come with us.
See,
I said we should take that AJ. You weren't listening to me.
Yeah, it's not like I was doing anything.
We were going to go see a movie, but it was sold out when we got there. So we went to Bannister, or not to Bannister, went to the Independent Center, and then I went home.
Huh. You said you got home too late. What time did we get you home?
I got home like 10:30. It was late by the time I got home.
So it was like 9.
No, it was not 9. It was 9 when we left the mall. It took you to like 9:45 at the apartment place. It was like 10:15 by the time I got home.
Because the movie, it started at
8:05. We got there at 8:10.
No, the other movie, the one me and Joe saw, Annapolis, it started at 10:30.
Okay, maybe it wasn't that late.
It started at 10:30 and we were there like 15 minutes early. You were there at least 9:40.
Maybe I lost track of time between the time I got into my house or something. Because all I know is next thing I look up and it's 10:30. I wasn't that computer.
Really?
I wasn't that computer. Next thing I know, open my phone to call him, I'm like, it's 10:30. Crap. So I should just hang out with you guys.
Huh?
So I should just hang out with you guys. I swear, I thought you guys were trying to jump me or something. Like, come around to the back of the apartment, and then no one was there waiting for me. I was like, they're going to jump me as soon as I get around there.
We were messing with Amanda.
Freshman flute Amanda.
Yeah, I don't know her last name either.
But dude, I was sitting in their car, because I figured they're just going to go around the back, talk to her, and come right back. Sitting in the car, this guy comes up, knock, knock, knock. I look up. We look at each other for about half a second. Then he runs away.
At Coach
had no
Lamp,
clue who
Coach
he was.
Lamp. So he was trying to break in.
He comes up.
Had to
and then he saw I was on. I was just playing on my phone, and I hear his knock. I look up, and there's this guy staring at me. I'm like, what the?
What so shitty week.
And then they were trying to like put me up at the window or something. They're like, Drew, we're gonna pick you up, put you on the window. You guys are trying to put me in the window or
there's
something.
Diana's not going to be far behind him.
Where's your butt buddy, Diana?
Is Diana going to be waddling in late?
You guys are fun. I had to take a quiz.
Oh, oh huh.
Take a quiz.
And Diana had you also.
She's not here.
Uh-huh.
Not,
uh-huh.
No, you heard of that bad, eh?
Huh? You heard of that bad? Y'all are
right. It's that bot, dude.
Wow. I hope that got recorded, too.
Sad to say, dude.
I'm done watching the horse thing. Copy the link.
Yeah, I tried to watch it and it won't.
Did it work?
Is it,
no.
Is it Google Video?
I'll look for it.
Is it Google Video? Because some of the Google Video stuff doesn't work all the time.
Like a villain. I'll go home and look at it.
Like that link you sent me, I looked up my chat log.
Read that point.
And I was trying to look at it again, but it kept giving me a 404. It's like Patreon yeah. Found. Of course it exists. So I had to look up Tripod by myself. That is a funny video.
Just read the Mr. Teeth or the Chuck Norris facts when you get home.
I'm not getting on there.
Yeah, I read it.
I'm gonna have to come
I have that website blocked on my computer, so I won't be
sent
it.
I didn't know that's what you're doing. I need to go on the way though to say that I had.
Chuck Norris fat.
He posted on the phone.
I think I maybe you
got a Chuck Norris fat block.
I'm thinking
no, I have the forum block.
Dude, I got 20 lunches for posting it.
Really?
Do you know a Palestinian who really thinks that Hamas will help?
I just tried to enter like 40 times.
Like that long.
Enter doesn't get anything, it's characters.
Okay. One enter.
And there's a there's this band thing, so if it's past a certain link, you won't get any lunches.
If you like buying it, type it in buying it.
And then there's one other one that's put too many posts per day, you don't get lunches. I raised it kind of high, because I figured I didn't know how often people are going to be posting. I didn't think we were going to get hit by spammers, but if we get hit by spammers, that way they won't get lunches.
The spammers don't get lunches.
Spammers, no lunches for you. Actually,
if
we get spammers, I'll block their IPs.
No lunch for you.
Spammages.
Oh, IP ban them and email ban them.
That's what my dad calls them.
Spammages?
Yeah.
Your dad likes spammers. You see the jelly stuff on it too?
That's fucked up, isn't it?
Probably not.
I don't watch him eat spam.
Oh.
There's
actual stuff. And there's like weird gelatin stuff. And they had chicken on Letterman. They had a chicken on Letterman who ate it. I've never eaten it. Bring some from us.
You know what's sad?
No, I take that back.
That
goose
is funded by Hamas.
Never had it. Was it good?
Where were you?
And Tim was in the school and the guy's a stripper just like
him. I had it at Marcus Rose house.
never had it.
Like elementary school. Spam is something you remember the rest of your life when you had it that first time.
I saw this shirt I want. It's like a tape dispenser that has bacon coming out of it.
Okay, so that's a lot.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Who are the Jews? The enemy. And what should we do to them? Kill them.
Man, this is being broadcast.
Once again, the views of the Palestinian government have nothing to do with the lunch table and or its associates and or sponsors. Thank you, and please, once again, take into account this disclaimer statement.
All right.
Navigate.
Do you want to record that?
Where?
Straight
in the circle. Man?
He's borderline.
Okay,
I'm like borderline Mortal Kombat. I like borderline, like flamboyant.
No, he's being Michael Jackson.
No, Brett can do that.
You don't get enough air. Do what?
Do it right now.
What?
That thing that I can't do. No one's looking.
Come on.
Do it.
Just go and belt that drink.
Let me finish my drink.
20 seconds. He's stalling for time now.
He's taking his time.
15.
See, you have to get enough air.
I'm gonna use that at the beginning. I'm gonna have Ryan remix that into a beat. Just that one thing. I don't care what kind of beat.
Okay, if I'm just singing a line of Latin phrases for everyday life.
I found this thing online about Latin phrases for everyday life. All kinds of stuff on there. Perfect vanity tag for you. It spells out speed demon. It says speed demon, but it's in Latin. Awesome. And then, what was my favorite phrase? One of the phrases was like, I have a catapult. If you do not give me money, I will throw large stones at you.
I don't have a belly. Mine doesn't go anywhere.
I don't have any.
I can't do anything with my
belly, as you said.
I can inflate it.
I can inflate it.
Can you
deflate it? That's
not
so wrong.
That's what I was going to do. Yeah, AJ has a belly.
I can. Sometimes I can be pregnant, but I can't do it right now.
Remember
that.
You're sometimes pregnant.
Oh!
Well, sometimes I
can't.
Evan!
Hi,
Lunchbox!
Hello!
This is the circle I was telling you about. Josh isn't on the
phone. How you doing, Evan?
We kick him out.
Evan! You're welcome.
That's Evan, my brother.
Yeah, the Napoleon Dynamite kid.
It's okay, Evan.
Like,
yes,
you're
sick
of my kid.
He does look like
a Dynamite
kid.
Never mind, you're not listening.
Dude, Evan's a pimp. You should see him. He's sitting at the table, all chicks around him.
Really?
Yeah, like 10 chicks.
You don't look like a Napoleon kid.
Evan, what do you say with the lunch? Sarah,
like,
Marika,
half them though are like 10 chicks. I'm serious. Like 10 chicks.
What you've noticed is that half of them are missing an arm or an upper lip.
Evan's like, yeah.
See? He goes, yeah, that's right. All right, I'll let you get to lunch, Evan, because I know you don't like to be late.
Bye, Evan.
Bye. First time she saw you, she said, it looks like Napoleon. It's funny. I don't know why. I told him he had to come over to shave his head.
I've tried to get him that before.
I've done it before. I look like a skinhead. It was pretty funny.
She's like, my dude's hurt today.
Okay.
How disgusting.
You'll hear it.
I don't want to know about your menstrual cycle. Right.
So what are you eating? Is it something you eat?
Yay. Your menstrual cycle.
Oh. Ow! God!
Bye, everyone. Say goodbye.
No, that hurts.
Hey, say goodbye, somebody.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye.
Bye, see ya.
I never read it in a book. I never saw it on a show. But I heard it in the alley on a weird radio.
This podcast has been brought to you by the guys at the Lunch Table, Second Lunch Shoot, Greytown South High School. It was recorded with an MP3 player.